Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wapshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings picked up their fifth win of the season with a victory over the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, and they play the Jets next weekend. You guys had a lot of questions. We have some answers, so let's get to work. The first question comes from Jerry in Fridley, Minnesota. Even in the win, are you concerned we didn't have greater offensive production? In an ordinary win with those offensive numbers, maybe you could be concerned, but given how the Vikings got their win on Sunday, the lack of offensive production concerns me none. Consider this, the Vikings at one point in time had 28 points at halftime, but they had only run 22 plays. It's hard to generate a lot of production in just 22 offensive snaps, and for the game, the Vikings only had 48 offensive snaps, which is far below the average plays a team has in a game. So it doesn't concern me at all. The Vikings had two touchdown drives by the offense. One was an 80-yard drive. The other was on the first drive of the game. So I thought the offense and Teddy Bridgewater in particular was sharp. The offensive production was good given their opportunities. So I came away from the game encouraged with the offense. Our next question comes from Twitter. Kavan asks, is it too early to feel that Xavier Rhodes will be a shutdown corner? I think it's too early to call Xavier a shutdown corner right now. He's having a great season. It's only his second season, but it is his best season as a pro. I think he's really taking to Mike Zimmer's defense and to Mike Zimmer's teaching, so I credit the entire defensive staff and Coach Zimmer for that. This is by far Xavier Rhodes' best season. He has 14 pass breakups so far this season. That's a team high, and a couple weeks ago he got his first interception. So it might be too early to call him a shutdown corner, but I don't think you have to apologize for thinking he's going in that direction. Xavier Rhodes, sky is the limit. Our next question comes from Jesse. I love seeing Adam Thielen do a tremendous job on special teams, but he isn't being used as a wide receiver much. Why is that? Well, I think the reason is because Adam has a bunch of guys in front of him. Greg Jennings, Cordero Patterson, Jarius Wright, to name a few, and Charles Johnson has really emerged of late and has done a nice job of getting open. So you have all those guys competing for snaps, plus Adam does such a great job on special teams that a lot of times you don't want to take a great special teams contributor off the teams and put him into his phase of the game. But the thing that Adam has to do is keep working hard, keep making plays on special teams. Eventually, he'll get into the rotation. I like Adam Thielen a lot. I think he's helping this team a lot, and I see a bright future for him with the Vikings. Our next question comes from Twitter. Wes asks, when was the last time the Vikings or any other team blocked two punts for touchdowns? It's a rare occurrence, but the Vikings did it on Sunday. Adam Thielen got through, blocked one punt, picked it up, returned it for a touchdown. Jasper Brinkley got another one. Everson Griffin picked it up, returned it for a touchdown. It's only happened 5 times in NFL history, and this was the first time in Vikings history. The last time this happened, 1990. So the Vikings with some history on Sunday against Carolina. Our next question comes from Casey in Waconia, Minnesota. What is going on with the running back position? Why can't we choose a go-to guy and just stick with him? Well, we have to remember the NFL is changing a little bit when it comes to the running game. A lot of teams are using a running back by committee approach. Very few teams have that one bell cow that they can rely on game in and game out, play in and play out. We had that with Adrian Peterson, but he's unavailable. So we've had to use Jerick McKinnon, Matt Asiata, Joe Banyard, and now even Ben Tate. I don't think it's a bad thing with Jerick McKinnon down with an injury. Matt Asiata and Joe Banyard stepped up. Ben Tate got his first look as a Viking carrying the ball. So I think all of that is good. We'll go into the offseason. We don't know what's going to happen with Adrian, but it looks like we're stocked pretty well at the running back position. The last question comes from Seth in the nation's capital. What's more important, winning games at the end of the season or getting a better draft position? I think winning games is more important. This is the first year of Mike Zimmer's program here in Minnesota, and I think with a first-year head coach and a mostly young roster, you want to build confidence in the program and carry momentum into the offseason. The best way to do that is to win some games at the end of the season, especially with young quarterback Teddy Bridgewater guiding the ship. So let's win games and build confidence. We'll worry about the draft in April and May when it gets closer. Whether you're picking in the middle of the top 10 or in the top 10 or 15th, it doesn't matter. You're going to get a good player in that spot either way. I'd rather win some games and build some confidence. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week for another edition, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, we get ready for the New York Jets, the Vikings, and the Jets. They play Sunday at noon. Don't miss it.